Tim and Joel on Nova.
If you listen to our podcast, we kind of introduce our podcast. That's what we do. We're like, you know.
It's some of our best material.
Yeah, but it's like exclusive podcast stuff. So you like check it out, Nova Player, all that stuff. Go do it.
Yeah, it's really, it's actually... I think it's better than the show.
Well, you know what it is?
It's a bit naughtier.
It's our 6 o'clock hour. Because I did breakfast radio for years. Our best stuff we did all show was always between 6 and 6.30.
Yeah, okay.
Because it was still dark outside. You're a bit loosey-goosey.
Yeah. You feel like no one's actually listening.
Yeah, sometimes you're hungover, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you come straight in.
Once. And that was real early days.
Yeah, of course. Back in the rock and roll, wild race days.
When my alarm went off. I have people over and my alarm.
Oh, that's right. That just sends shivers down my spine.
I'm like, hang on, but isn't it Saturday? And then I look down, I'm like, no, it's Friday morning. We're gonna get to work.
Oh my god!
And then I got back home, and everyone was still there. So right. Weekend began.
Perfect.
But no, we asked the question to each other who we had on our books because we're talking about contacting books, and I was saying that the only thing that kids these days really are required to do for school is make sure their laptops are charged because my daughter's in year 6.
That's incredible.
She doesn't really have books.
But we used to like go to the shops, get all of our exercise books, get all of the books that we needed, get the contact
folder.
I spent ages cutting out perfect pictures of Usher and his abs and Mark Wahlberg. And
so you had hot guys on
hot men.
On yours.
Yes.
Who did you
hot,
have
half
on yours?
Naked men.
I had tennis players. I had Kim Clijsters and Serena Williams.
Then I told you who I had. And I'm going to play it to you because you can only react to that once. And I'm not sure I should be proud of this.
Wow.
This was in year 11.
It's amazing.
Just keep in mind, I was in year 11 and I was obviously confused. You're never going to believe who I had on my year 11 diary. Monica Lewinsky.
What?
Oh my gosh, what?
I mean, I actually quite like her.
You liked the scandal and the gossip of it, didn't you?
She's just pretty hot.
Yeah. She was.
I mean, that's ridiculous when you think about it.
It is ridiculous, but also fun. Like, that's fun. But I like that. It's a bit left of centre.
It's left, but she's gorgeous. But we sang, there was someone else yesterday that you said you had on.
I like Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
I love Ricky Lake. Monica Lewinsky. I had a little type. Like,
you definitely had a type.
Power suits and black bobs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your type's evolved.
It's really changed.
I think it really has.
It really has. Black nail polish and whatever else you like. Tattoos.
13 24 10 is our number. Who was on your books at school? Come on, share it with us. Jump on the phone.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.
Sam? Sam, do you know what a turnpike is?
Hello? Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. No, neither do we.
That's okay.
I can't believe this is my first time getting through to you guys.
Have you been trying for a long time?
Yes, I love you guys.
Oh, thanks,
welcome.
Sam.
Welcome
the feeling's
to the
mutual.
Show.
Oh, thank you, Joel.
No worries, doll face.
Now, Sam, we are talking about putting people on your books at school. Now, Ricky had hot guys like Usher and whatever else.
And they were always, it was always abs and they were always half naked and doing that
abs.
Weird, sexy, like biting their lip.
Oh, yeah, or the hand slightly down their pants.
Oh, that was one of my favourites. AJ from the Backstreet Boys. Oh, he used to do that all the time. And one of the guys, Scott, I think one of the guys from Five, I used to love him. Oh, no, Jay, the rapper, I loved him.
What about, my favourite look? My favourite look is a thumb in the
eyebrow.
Thumb in the undies.
Oh, yeah. Pulling it down a little bit. You're like, what's under there?
And showing a little bit of pubes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Love that stuff.
Hot.
You had tennis players.
That's the exact photo, Jermaine.
Yeah, Kim Clijsters and Serena on the front of my book. They weren't pulling down their pants and showing their pubes.
And I weirdly, in year 11, had Monica Lewinsky, Sam. So,
oh
very weirdly.
Yeah, it's strange. We've moved on from that, including myself. Who did you have on your book, Sam?
Yes, I also had hot guys. New Kids on the Block, of course.
Oh, yes.
And Luke Perry.
Oh, Luke Perry, me too. I used to get the smash hits and TV hits. I used to pull out the posters and I had them all over my walls, but I never had him on my diary, Sam. That's the best.
Yes.
Were you always a Luke Perry? Were you like Dylan or did you like Brandon?
No, always Luke Perry the
me
whole way.
Too.
Yeah.
The naughty boy.
Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, his last film?
Oh, I don't know if I did.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Sam. That's homework.
Wow.
Yeah, he was really good at that. So, hey, Tracy, very quickly, who did you have on your books?
Well, hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello. Hey,
so I went to a Catholic school, and so we were both given Bibles, and I decided that it would be a really good idea to cut out Axl Rose and stick it on the front of my Bible, and then proceeding to write Axl Rose is hot underneath it. Oh,
good on you, Trace.
Nice.
Stick it to the man.
So proud.
No, who's your favourite Axl? Axl Whitehead, Axl Rose? Axl Rose is an anagram for?
I have no idea.
I'm not going to say it on the radio. I have a think about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My brain's not working. Oh, my God. Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel on Nova.